This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Multiple media reports say U.S. President Donald Trump is furious over the turnout at the kickoff of his reelection campaign. His campaign is blaming the lower-than-expected crowd at his Tulsa rally on fake news media reports of the threat of coronavirus infections and the possibility of protests. The White House had promised the event, Trump's first rally in 3 months, would be flooded with supporters in the 19,000-seat arena. Tulsa authorities say just over 6,000 people attended. Police in Britain say it was an act of terrorism. They're referring to a stabbing rampage in the southern English town of Reading, in which 3 people were killed and others wounded. Speaking to reporters, Campbell says the incident was distressing for officers and witnesses.
The scene was pretty horrific. We had a number of officers that were in the community because they were patrolling in and around Reading, and they were there very quickly. But we also had a number of people in the park that were witnesses to this incident and then saw the terrible tragedy unfold.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he is appalled and sickened by the attack. The United Nations is accusing Taliban insurgents and Afghan government forces of deliberate attacks on the country's healthcare workers and facilities during the coronavirus outbreak. In a special report released Sunday, the UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan documents 15 incidents of violence targeting healthcare since early March, when the pandemic reached the war-torn country. Libya's UN-recognized Government of National Accord is denouncing Egypt's warning of intervention in Libya, labeling it a declaration of war. The war of words comes on the eve of a virtual meeting of Arab League foreign ministers on Libya. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization reports a record increase in global coronavirus cases on Sunday, with the total rising by more than 183,000 in a 24-hour period. The biggest increase was from North and South America, with over 116,000 new cases. Brazil's health ministry says the country has now passed 50,000 coronavirus deaths, with more than 1 million total cases. Brazil is the world's number 2 coronavirus hotspot after the United States, which has more than 465,000 deaths. Passengers wearing masks and wheeling suitcases arrived at Madrid's main airport on Sunday as orders to most European countries and ended a state of emergency imposed to contain the coronavirus. Tyson Foods is looking into reports that China's customs agency has suspended poultry imports from a Tyson's facility in the United States. China's actions come after coronavirus cases were confirmed among its employees. The announcement out of China Sunday gave no details of the quantity of meat affected. As cases in the U.S. continue to rise, public health experts say it may not be experiencing a second wave of coronavirus cases because the first wave isn't over yet. Ben Thomas has more.
Scientists generally agree the nation is still in its first wave of coronavirus infections, albeit one that's dipping in some parts of the country, like New York, while rising in others, putting the country as a whole on a plateau. Many experts say a recent surge hospitalizations in the South and West is concerning, and some are also worried that a more substantial second wave of cases may still be ahead in the fall or winter. After schools reopen, the weather turns colder and less humid, and people huddle inside more. I'm Ben Thomas.
China may enact a controversial Hong Kong security law at the end of June. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
China's top lawmaking body has announced a 3-day session for the end of the month. While the bill is not yet listed on the agenda for the meeting, the timing of the upcoming legislative session is unusual and suggests that China may be aiming to pass the law ahead of a July 1st holiday that marks Hong Kong's return to China. China released some details of the proposed legislation late Saturday, heightening fears that the central government is tightening its grip on Hong Kong after months of anti-government protests last year. I'm Sarah Bassett.
At least 7 people were killed in 2 separate attacks by the Al-Shabaab militant group in Somalia over the weekend. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for both attacks. Sky watchers along a narrow band from East Asia to West Africa witnessed a dramatic ring of fire solar eclipse on Sunday. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.